We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Clearly, Alex Cora had to go. He should be ashamed of himself.
Should Alex Cora be banned from baseball for life?
I think he should.
If he didn't do anything wrong here, you look dumb for getting rid of him.
Dale Arnold.
I was told today by a source, though, the family is preparing to leave the area. They're gone.
What now?
That after he was forced to trade Jimmy Garoppolo to San Francisco, he inquired about coaching jobs with the New York Giants and the Washington Redskins.
The guy is drunk.
Rich Keefe.
The catcher has to deliver to the pitcher a shock.
Heartfelt goodness. Middays.
You, my friend, are a boo.
I'm the bad boy of radio.
Goofy-ass Barnaby.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number three, Dale and Keith. Sports Radio WEEI. Andy Hart, WEEI.com, is in the house with us. We said it's championship weekend, Sunday. We will find out who's heading for the Super Bowl to Miami. The two home teams are the two favorites. Kansas City hosting Tennessee, San Francisco hosting Green Bay. What's the most, and I know Shime will give away money at 1:30.
Shime's going to hand you money.
That's
yes.
Just hand it yes, to you. He'll yes, come to yes. Your house and hand you money.
Yes.
What's the most likely of these two games to provide you with an upset?
It would be the AFC game. It's definitely the Tennessee Titans because they've already gone into New England and Baltimore and won, and they beat Kansas City in the regular season. It would absolutely be them. I know Green Bay, they somehow just find ways to win, right? Like, it's not the prettiest thing, and they were like, what are they, 14-3, I guess, if you add up the playoff win and everything else. So they found a way to do it. But I think San Francisco is too good on both sides. The Chiefs' defense, I'm still not sold on. I know the second half of the season they were a lot better, but they also just gave up 31 points. I know some of that was special teams too, but they just gave up 31 points to the Texans. I think the Titans actually have a chance to keep this thing closer or win it.
Yeah, I got to go the other way. I got to go Packers. I think Jimmy's played a little bit dangerous at times with the football all year. Even last week, he got hit, and there was that end-over-end pass, and ended up being a completion. He kept hitting Kendricks, the linebacker, like right in the hands, trying to throw to George Kittle over the middle. And I think he, as much as I like him, and I'm definitely rooting for him, he could have a 3-turnover game that completely changes what happens in that. Whereas I look at the way the Titans play, I love it. I love Derrick Henry.
Great.
I want him to run. I want all of that. And you played really well against the Patriots, right? It was 14-13.
Mm-hmm.
And Patrick Mahomes and the offense for Kansas City, much better than Tom Brady and the New England Patriots right now.
Though?
So, yeah, no. I'm not saying they can't win.
Yeah.
But they can play almost their kind of game. And then in the second half, Mahomes just makes a couple plays to Hill and Kelsey.
Right.
Two plays, they're down the field, end zone, and you're like, we dominated this game for 48 minutes, and we're going to lose.
But if they, and I'm not saying they'll get up 24-0 like Houston did, but if Tennessee gets up 24-0, they win. If they get up 14-0, I think they win.
I don't know that.
I think because
you're
a three and out away on,
you know, Henry trips on the first carry, and you're like, oh, geez, we're behind the chains now.
They're going to stick with it.
Then Mahomes goes two plays, and he's gone the length of the field.
Yeah, that
the
I mean,
Mahomes
that is
offense,
the quick strike
is,
that they have is
that's their
next level.
That's their puncher's chance.
Yeah.
It's the 10th round. We've lost all 9 rounds, and then we knock you out in the 10th.
But San Francisco's defense, I feel like,
looks
is going to
so
just,
good.
Yeah.
Looks like they were back to the regular season.
Yeah.
Looked like they got healthy, D Ford, the whole thing. Yeah, their defense, last time it was, they just dominated Aaron Rodgers. He was overwhelmed.
Right.
That could happen again, but if you made me pick one of the two teams that are traveling to the upset, I would take Rodgers just because,
right.
I'm sorry, I just can't pick against the Chiefs at home in the AFC title game. What are the chances they lose at home in the AFC title game?
It'll never happen.
Two years in a row.
Shime will give us the updated. I know earlier this week, the Chiefs were 7.5-point favorites over the Titans. And the Niners were 7-point favorites over the Packers. Now, Shime will have, more up to date.
I think it's like the same, isn't it, Shime?
Both games, 7.5.
Okay, so. There you go.
See, that's weird to me.
Why is it weird? 7.5?
Yeah, that they're both the same. Like, because the opponents couldn't be any different. Like, look at Mike Vrabel's Titans going on the road, and then look at Matt LaFleur, Aaron Rodgers, that team going on. Like, they're very different teams to end up with the same script, well, it's funny, the defenses, everything that's involved.
Well, last week, correct me if I'm wrong, Sean, but weren't they both 10-point favorites in their games last week?
Kansas City was 9.5, and the Ravens were 10 points, yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, they're right around there. And then even the – what was the Niners, like, 7? So, I guess they were –
Niners were 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think it's interesting that you – even last week, when you look at the Chiefs are one team and the Ravens are – the way they're built, running games, when you take into account if one team's going to try to run the ball all day long and shorten the game, shorten the field – I just think it's interesting.
But it is amazing, like, how much is at stake here, because what you have is three really young coaches and then the one veteran who's chasing the championship.
Who probably has more on the line than them.
He probably does. No, he definitely does. But it also sort of starts a potential legacy of, like, who's going to be this next great coach, maybe. Yep. And then the quarterbacks are kind of similar. You do have the one guy in Aaron Rodgers who's won one, but so many people think he needs to win more. Somebody who's always been viewed as either the best or one of the two best quarterbacks in the league for a decade.
That's why that's huge. Another one. He becomes that
it is
extra title. Now he's not just the one that was lucky, whatever.
Or,
now he gets into the GOAT conversation.
Right. Or it's Patrick Mahomes, second year as a starter. It's Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, I guess second healthy year, right, as a starter. Or you go with Ryan Tannehill, who falls more into, like, the Joe Flacco kind of Brad Johnson category, right?
Oh, it's Joe Flacco.
It's Joe Flacco.
He's going to fleece somebody out of the money just like Joe Flacco
might
did.
Fleece
God,
Tennessee.
Stop.
He might.
It is unreal. If they do anything but franchise him, they're out of their
flipping
mind.
But there's so much at stake, as there always is, and it's just most years we're so fixated on the Patriots because they're in this game. We're like, oh, is it going to be number 5? Is it number 6? Whatever. You're so focused on them, but you look at the other four teams and you're saying – you know, somebody is going to have a real chance to kind of, you know, separate themselves a little bit. Again, whether it's Kyle Shanahan as one of these young coaches that, you know, everybody loves Sean McVay. Well, he didn't win. So, if you know what I mean? And if Kyle Shanahan goes out there in the division and wins it right away, well, now all of a sudden, you know, you're looking at him different.
I loved Michael Irvin's line about the whole Tennessee Titans thing. He says, you look at what Derrick Henry's doing and the numbers he's putting up and the way, and as he said, somebody's going to offer him $12 million.
It is
and
nuts,
Ryan
isn't
Tannehill
it?
Throws for 80 yards a game and is going to be offered $30 million
right.
or something.
It's
but
crazy.
It's the age-old argument. It's like when OBJ said, I want to be paid quarterback money. Then play quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, that's just a different world, a different position.
But in Tennessee, though, I mean, they really are winning it with the running back. Hell, the running back threw a touchdown last week.
It was nice, too.
it was a great little Tim Tebow jump pass. But, yeah, that is going to be interesting what they do and how much money he makes, because they can't let him go away. Even if they get smashed on Sunday, like, they can't let Derrick Henry go anywhere.
But the problem is you have a quarterback and a running back hitting free agency, one franchise tag. Now, you could use the transition tag, too. Do you use both tags?
But do you think
tags?
Vrabel and the Titans would think that they could take another quarterback and hand the ball to Derrick Henry?
Well, it's a little bit like we talked about
Heck,
with
I
the coach.
I could hand the ball to Derrick
Henry. Yeah. But I mean, Mariota couldn't, though.
See, that was my point.
No, I know.
Look at Derrick Henry's numbers the month before Tannehill took over. They were horrific.
If he's going to play hardball with you and say, I need $30 million a year, and now you have less money to pay Henry, no. You got to pay Derrick Henry.
And that's where I was going to say it's a little like Malarkey, where they moved on from Malarkey. Like, they didn't have to. You could sell it to your fan base. No, we're okay. No, you moved on because you needed to get better. You knew you weren't. I would say the same thing about the quarterback position. That's why Tom Brady, who's packing up,
if you
Tango.
Had, if you
ready
are
ready to go,
fourth quarter, you are down by 4 points. You have the ball with 2.5 minutes and all your timeouts, and you have 75 yards to go.
Henry.
Would you rather Dale and Andy have Ryan Tannehill or Jimmy Garoppolo?
Garoppolo.
It's Ryan Tannehill, and it's not even close.
Not even close.
This conversation's disgusting.
I think the only question you have to ask, though, is do you get Kyle Shanahan with Garoppolo?
No, what you have to ask is which quarterback can actually throw the football?
Ryan Tannehill.
He can.
Tannehill
he doesn't
can.
Show it off
he threw
often.
It exponentially better than Jimmy Garoppolo did over the last 13 weeks.
I was going to say, who had a better regular season? I mean, Tannehill did.
What's he done the last 2 weeks? Has he reached 150 yards total
he's
yet?
He's beaten the best team in football,
has
and
he
beat the Patriots.
Has he? Or has Derrick Henry?
Has Jimmy Garoppolo?
Has King Henry?
They.
But Andy, could he have if Derrick Henry wasn't working as he did for 10 weeks of the season?
No, I
Who's
would say
more
no.
likely to throw a bad pick?
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Also Garoppolo.
I don't know.
100%
that was not a great
ball to
Harmon.
Throws it to the defensive player 3 times a game and just catch it only once.
No, I know it wasn't.
Who's more likely to have a bad fumble?
Garoppolo.
Yeah. Definitely Garoppolo.
Yeah, Garoppolo. Garoppolo. He's more likely to turn it over in that spot. Yep. Now, then again, it's like, you know, you got to score a touchdown, you know, that's or bust. So if you turn it over or you don't get it, you know, I guess it's
I would
same
take
difference. But
I just don't like Tampa.
I bet it's close, though. And then on the other side, would you rather have Mahomes or Rodgers?
Mahomes.
For a game or long term? Obviously, long term, you'd say Mahomes.
No.
For the game.
Game or even drive.
I'd say Mahomes.
I'd say Mahomes, too. I think Mahomes passed him by. I think Rodgers had sort of a kind of up and down year. I know he doesn't. Now, he does not throw interceptions.
Nope.
Like, he never really has. But I think Mahomes, it's not even that much of an insult to Rodgers to say you'd rather have Mahomes.
Because
Mahomes might be the guy that you'd pick out of everybody besides maybe Russell Wilson.
And Mahomes, to me, maybe I've just watched like the Patriots games with him. Like, he never falls on his face. He can have a bad first quarter, makes a bad throw, doesn't, and then it's like you're still in the game. Like, he comes back. He's always making plays.
I mean, look at the AFC Championship last year. First half, you're like, oh, they figured him out. And then he scores every time he gets the ball in the fourth quarter.
Even the regular season game, the first one, he missed throws. He had like a touchdown he overthrew. And then all of a sudden, they're in it. Like, he starts making plays. Like, he's not down if he's down after.
Yeah, and that's the difference. You're right. Because Tennessee's formula is to get the lead and then just run the ball nonstop. But you better take 8 minutes off the clock at a time. Otherwise, you know, Mahomes is going to score in 30 seconds.
And that's what Brewski was talking about. I don't know if you guys heard him on OMF when he said the Super Bowl 42 and the Giants held it for whatever 9 minutes and kicked a field goal. And he was like, uh-oh, they just did what they wanted to do. Even though they only kicked a field goal, they held the ball.
That
they kept
it.
Our guys on the sideline. They scored some points. But the opposite is true. Like, if you go three and out, because my little scenario happens, King Henry trips over Tannehill's foot on the
He's
first
gonna
down.
He's going to have to.
Whatever. You punt.
They're not stopping them.
Then they go right down the field and score, and then all of a sudden you have a muffed kickoff, a fumbled kickoff, and it's 14-0. You're like, uh-oh, this isn't how we drew it up. This isn't how we play.
If your team is down by 10 at the half, isn't Tennessee the least likely of the four to be able to come back?
Yeah, because I would say Tennessee, then San Francisco.
Because they don't even have a ton of guys on defense that I feel like can make game-changing
like
plays and turn it over. Like
Malcolm Butler's on IR, so.
He is. He was watching on the sideline. You see some of those photos of him watching.
Yes.
They need to play their style of football.
But like San Francisco, they throw it more, but not a ton, and they really rely on their running game, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they run the crap out of it. They just have a bunch of different guys rather than just Derek
But they
Henry.
Also have multiple guys that are a strip sack on any given play.
Well, that's the other
Sherman
thing.
Can make a play in the passing game. You have some defensive playmakers,
like
too.
One of the best players left in the whole thing. So.
Yeah, you see Garoppolo joke that it was worth it, trading his ACL for Bosa?
Yeah. He's like, if I didn't get hurt, we wouldn't
so
have gotten
Bosa. So Vrabel would trade his you-know-what for a Super Bowl and an ACL for a Bosa.
So something's got to give.
What do the Patriots need to trade right now to get back in there?
Which body part needs to go?
I'd go with a finger. Seems like you'd get by.
You'd cut your finger off for a Super Bowl?
Well, I'm just saying, given all the choices.
As compared to what Vrabel's offering to cut
like
off?
The pinky.
Yes.
How often do you use your pinky?
Would you be willing to sell? None of your business. Would you be willing to sell
What's
your
that
soul?
Joke? Wow.
Would you be willing to sell your soul?
My soul?
Yeah.
You're assuming he has one.
And I don't really believe in any of that crap, so
okay. All right.
My soul. All my soul is going to be in a wood box with me rotting in the ground.
Or so you think.
I know.
Maybe I'll have you sign your soul over to me. I'll take some souls.
What do I get out of it, though?
I'm collecting souls.
What do I get out of it?
Well, we'll see.
I'm having lunch tomorrow with Amy Bruni. I will ask her about whether
what I
souls
could,
go. Possible
what, yeah, what
Hart
I could get for
soul.
My soul.
I remember I almost, for like a steak and cheese sub, I almost got my college roommate's soul, and he was about to sign it, and then he gave in and was like, I just can't do it.
No.
He was like ready to go. We drew up the documents and everything. I said, you can have the steak and cheese. But it's
I don't think I would do it for a steak and cheese.
Yeah, he didn't. He was so hungry, though. He was really hungry at the time.
Yeah, I guess it depends on how hungry
he was.
He was
pretty hungry. It was a delicious steak and cheese. But
am I just like down the street from a steak shop? Can I go get a sub?
You could. No, but it was like the $10 value, I'm assuming, is why he didn't have a steak
college, you said? So
yeah,
$10 went a little.
Oh, huge.
Yeah,
kidding me?
And he'd been drinking for 3 days. So
he was quite hungry.
He couldn't remember.
Yep.
All right, we'll get to the calls with you in just a couple of minutes. Week in Reviews coming up next after we trend.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now back to Dale and Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
What now?
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy. Okay.
So screw you, Keefe.
Yeah. Right.
Screw you.
We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness. Rich Keefe is just, that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
And it's the Celtics. Your professionalism stinks. I question it.
I think she wears a wig. I'm not really sure, but she has black hair, large black eyes, a very pale face. The body looks quite human.
Why do you think an alien would wear a wig?
I think for aesthetic reasons.
It is a Friday at noon 30. It's time for...
Why else would you wear a wig?
Well, no, the guy's onto it.
Thinning hairline?
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Why not? You want to look a certain way? Who's to stop you? You know, it's a free country. It is time for Week in Review. And Jermaine Wiggins, of course, was on with us this week on Monday and on Wednesday. Now, he didn't have this stretch like he did a week ago.
The kid Chris Goodwin, you ultimately are getting amnesia and going, oh, they can't find
amnesia.
You don't think they could be saying that about Justin Hubert? Look at Mike McCarty. You're like a Robert Salver.
So he didn't have that, but he did have this. He had this gem for us.
Coach for the Houston Astros, which was Finch and Core.
No.
Yeah. Jenny Finch.
Jenny Finch.
Could have been.
And Alex Gore. She could have been in on it the whole time.
I'd watch more games.
Yeah. Yeah. This now.
Wouldn't we all?
This week, of course, was dominated by the sign stealing that's going on
in Major League Baseball. I hadn't heard anything about this. Catch me up.
Dale, it's a real problem. Guys are using all kinds of devices. Devices we hadn't even heard about until last night.
Magic Band-Aids. We didn't
everything.
Know.
You name it, they're doing it. If you can cheat in any way possible in baseball, they are doing it. So that has obviously led to what I thought was a pretty damn good week on the phone calls.
Dan's in Charlestown. Hey, Dan.
Hello?
Hi, Dan.
Hello? Hello, how you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
Hey, listen, one of the things I've been listening about is all this steel signing and this and that.
Steel signing.
One of the reasons why they have signs in baseball is so that the catcher doesn't get killed.
I don't think anybody suggested getting rid of the signs, Dan.
I understand that, but people are calling in this and that, saying how can we improve this, how can we improve that. It's really for the protection of the catcher.
Well, that's why he's got to
okay.
Nobody wants to
get rid of the signs.
No,
I don't know where this guy came about.
Still signing and this and that.
It would make the
game more entertaining if the catcher did not know what pitch is coming.
But he was adamant, though. He's like, listen, I've been listening to a lot of calls, and what people are missing is the catcher needs to know what pitch it is. We're like, right.
Yeah.
What does he need to know? Can you see a catcher expecting the fastball, and then he's like, diving for the catcher?
Yeah,
it would be very entertaining.
You do. You see it every once in a while.
Oh, and yeah.
The ump gets drilled.
When the ump takes the ump right off the throat.
And they're like, time, Blue. Let me go talk to the pitcher real quick and just make sure he's all right.
Here, let me just brush the plate off here.
Yeah, you're all
you,
right.
You're bleeding a little bit, right? It's coming out your mouth, actually.
Steel signing and this and that.
Yeah, the whole thing. Why not? Let's go to this guy here.
All right, so quick solution on the sign stealing. Technologically, you get a...
We weren't actually looking for one, but go ahead.
No, but I think he has it.
I got it. Small wireless head earpiece in the catcher, small wireless earpiece behind the ear in the hold on. And but it's not, he's not, there's nothing said. Hello?
Why do you need an earpiece?
Sorry, you go. Well, that's what happens sometimes. It's like they're not ready to have as much time for their thought.
And so they're rushing and they're like,
oh,
no one's responding.
Wait a minute. All right, let's see how this guy finishes here.
Hello?
Why do you need an earpiece if nothing is
said?
Listen. Oh. So there's a fob on the catcher's waist, like a key fob, all right?
Yeah,
a little
key fob.
Fob?
Oh my god.
Yes. Hold on.
Yeah. I'm holding.
So and and the
you're losing steam.
The catcher can just take his mitt, put it over his other hand, hit a button, one for a fastball, two, and the pitcher hears ping ping, or just ping ping ping, whatever in his ear. There's no the catcher doesn't have to say anything.
Listen, these guys really weren't that far off, though. And then so I apologize for being so
this is coming.
Snarky, but then the this next is all real. Know, this is all real.
The catcher's sitting there going, damn it, I got my remote car starter. I forgot I got the wrong fob.
It's just everything would be
you
wrong.
Hear all the you're screwing beep, it yeah. on the parking
what's,
lot.
What's going on? This guy, though, I think may have stole the show. This, I believe, was Jerry.
I say we strap electrodes, kind of like defibrillator pads.
Electrodes?
To
where?
Me, just follow me.
I'm trying.
Onto the pitcher's chest. The catcher has that key fob. The catcher has to deliver to the pitcher a shock. No, not a lethal shock.
Well, no, we wouldn't want to die out.
Oh, it's not lethal?
It's not lethal. And if the guy's shaking you off five times, turn it up a little bit. Here you go.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And you hope that the pitcher survives the inning and maybe can go five or six.
Yeah, a quality start. You hope he survives.
Yeah, that's, sorry. I mean,
you're hoping that that's the case.
I told you not to shake me off.
I think you guys all owe all these callers, though, an apology.
I do. Coming. No, they are
what
so
Spygate
much
bring?
More on it.
Spygate brought green dot helmets on defense, correct?
Yes, it did.
There will be a technological result of this as well.
No, I do. I apologize. I mean, we were quick to rule
simpler.
Things out.
No, you can't have TV monitors anywhere near the dugout.
Nope, there's going to be more than that. There's going to be more.
Maybe.
There's going to be some sort of communication system. You people mocked what you didn't understand, what you didn't really understand. Right, your callers are smarter than you are.
They are. You know what? This
well,
week they
were. Hello?
Saying. Hello, you there?
Hello? Hello? This week you're right. This week you're...
Hello?
Yeah, this week I'll give it to you. They,
and then
they
he goes,
were.
No, listen. We were listening and you said hello. You wanted us to talk. You want us to listen or talk?
It's a classic stall technique. The listen up or just hear me out real quick. Like they're processing.
Or
I'm,
the
I'm
minute they
say
hello. You got to give me enough time to say this.
Yeah.
Don't cut me off.
That's my favorite.
Good Lord.
All right, this is John in Chicopee. Yes.
Isn't there a way we could eliminate this whole problem just by having a better communication with the catcher and the pitcher?
How do we do it? What do you think?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, what do you think?
I wouldn't drink before the phone call.
I don't know.
Yeah,
because in football, don't they have like a headset
with
the quarterback?
Here's the issue. It's a small issue, John, but here's the issue.
Come on, don't.
Right?
The batter is standing 2 feet away from the catcher, who's saying to the pitcher, throw a fastball.
Yeah, he might be able to pick up on
whisper.
That.
Whisper.
All right, yeah. Whisper. Well, if he says it, or if...
We want to mouth it?
No, I know. He could give signals. He could put a finger down. No one would know.
They're already doing that. Yeah, then you end up going back to the original thing on why they did
signals
to begin with.
What if it is sign stealing? That's what you need to have a catcher who knows sign language.
Yes.
So you can just actually, whatever the word is for fastball, you do that.
Yeah, you got to take your glove off, right? Or, I mean, you can do it one-handed.
No, right
hand. No, I guess
you're
right.
Of course, then if the other team has someone who knows
somebody
sign language,
can pick up
we're
on
back
that.
At it again.
Back hitting the trash cans again.
I don't want to encroach. I don't know if do you have more of the suggestions?
I have one more, but it's not about the suggestions.
Okay,
so go ahead.
Because we had the one person yesterday who suggested that we just get telepathic people.
Oh, wanted
so
like
they don't have to talk, or they just
wanted
they just,
superpower people like Professor
you know,
X
mind meld with the pitcher.
But then that's an obvious one too, where somebody else is able to pick that up on
the other
team
has a mutant.
Then forget it. The mutants cancel each other out.
Right.
You have one X-Men on one team, one X-Man on the other team.
Now we're back to
we're
equal. Right.
Square one.
Sort of like Dodgers Red Sox. If you both cheat, it was a fair World Series.
Yeah, you have signs down. So one of the other big stories of the week, though, was the Red Sox press conference that John Henry, Tom Warner, Sam Kennedy, and poor Chaim Bloom were up there to talk about how Alex Cora is no longer here. They didn't fire him, mind you. And it had nothing to do with what was going on in 2018.
No.
It was all about
reserve
what happened
judgment.
With Houston. So Vito called in Dale. And this is a little
really,
confusing.
Vito. Don't look confused. It was Vito.
His name was Vito. And he was like half in on this role play. He was basically upset that the people at the press conference didn't really hound John Henry and the guys that were up there that day.
Long time, Dale. I'm just going to take a second. I watched you since you were a little kid on TV. You're one of the best.
Thank
good
you.
To see you always here. And Keith, a very good addition to the station.
Thank you. Anyways. So that's the preamble. That's the preamble. So he's, and Keith,
Dale, love you forever since you were a kid on TV.
Literally the whole time.
Keith, glad you're here, whatever.
You're also a part of the show. He got my name right though, so I'll take that. So now but so that was just him buttering us up, because this is also a technique that I've experienced. Love the show, but love listening to you guys,
but
and so now Vito's gonna really take us to task here.
So I'm going to be Vito from Kick Your Butt News, and I'm going to be asking you two, why did you fire your manager?
So the answer would be, we didn't. We agreed to mutually
part ways. It was a mutual
parting
of the ways.
That's what that's what they would say. Even though I'm with you, Vito, they did fire him. But
Hold on. I'm sure you had plenty of time before you took my call to kind of come up with an answer. That one doesn't work. Why'd you fire your manager?
We just said they didn't fire their manager, Vito.
Yeah, you're asking us like we're them, and we're not. But if we're doing the role play here.
Why did you fire? No, see, I'm going to push you to them. I know what you're saying. I know what I'm doing, because I'm going to ask them four or five
times. You can ask it a hundred times, Vito. Amazing. They're going to say we didn't fire
And then they'll take your microphone away, and then somebody else will ask a question.
Maybe they'd be stumped. Maybe John Henry's glasses would flip off his nose, and he'd be chewing them.
Vito cracked himself up there.
He kind of lost himself a little bit.
So he basically thinks if you just kind of go down there, you're the bulldog reporter, you ask him the same question 100 times, you'll break him.
Right.
We get that all the time about Belichick press conferences. You got to hold his feet to the fire. You got to make him answer. Really? What do you
do? You won't win that.
No.
I've been there for 20 years. He will win. He is more consistent. He will stick with it.
He's the most disciplined person I've ever met.
You'll lose
that.
Now,
you will never get him off the spot.
I don't put John Henry and this group in that same category or nearly at all. I mean, there was the one question where John Henry turned to the panel and said, I didn't understand it. One of you guys,
he didn't understand the question.
Oh, yeah, no clue. All right, there you go.
It wasn't a great press conference.
No.
But Vito could have cleaned it up.
You think so?
Yeah. I liked Vito.
I think you're right.
He didn't care for you. Dale, how young were you when you were on TV as a kid?
About 7, apparently.
That was pretty impressive. I didn't even know Nessa was around that long.
I was on TV.
Was it an old black and white back in the day? Move the rabbit ears. Dale's on again. Let's move the right there.
Wait a minute. I think I can get TV 38 if I hold this over here.
Is that a nipple?
No.
Twice?
It wasn't.
Twice?
Just leave it alone.
Twice?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's gone to
nipple
references.
Oh, come on. Everybody
did
that.
Review next week.
I don't know.
Everybody back in the day with cable TV, you'd see if you could figure out what was scrambled.
Andy, get your head out of the gutter. Come on.
C'est Cassage, Sherbrooke, Quebec. That was the French station, which you would get if you had the right TV up in Maine.
Thank you, Dale.
And late at night,
they
would show movies you wouldn't get to see down here.
Yes. See,
Channel 9, Sherbrooke, Quebec.
We were all there. We were all young men once. It happens.
Just some of us have stopped referring to nipples in our adulthood, and some of us haven't.
What's wrong with nipples? They're body parts.
Thank you.
Right?
I didn't think they were Buicks.
Imagine that. You come out with a new car brand.
The nipples.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Bill signing and this and that. Hello? All right, yeah. Well, if he says it, or if...
you want to mouth it?
Coach for the Houston Astros, which was Finch and Cora.
And now back to...
It's going to have to be a period of suckitude.
Dale and Keith.
I pass on grass.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
I think it's more of a negative than it is a positive.
A negative.
Josh McDaniels being here is a negative.
More of a negative than it is a positive. If we're going to sit there and put a percentage on it, I'd say 80% negative. I think they differ on personnel. I think when a practice comes around and N'Keal Harry continually runs the wrong route, I think there's some friction there between what Tom is willing to do and what Josh wants him to do. Just throw the damn ball. No! He's not running the right route. He's getting hemmed up in practice. What? He can't get open in practice. How is he going to get open in a game?
I was listening to OMF yesterday, as I always do.
Sure.
And I have to admit, Christian's take on this whole Josh back, does that mean anything for Brady's return, caught me a bit by surprise. Not that there aren't necessarily conflicts between Brady and Josh. I'm sure there are. Probably, you know, you watch the offense this year, there were probably conflicts weekly. But 80% negative for Brady's return because Josh is back?
Yeah, I don't see that. I mean, I can't see it.
So I see that's now kind of confirming what Tom Curran told me and Wiggy last weekend when I was asking him. Because to me, the obvious is, all right, it's the same offense. It's the same guy that they go all the meetings with. They've had so much success together. Doesn't mean you're best friends. You don't have to be best friends with your coach. But are you able to, you know, execute at a super high level, in part because of this person? Then, it's more likely that he'd be back, right? And Kern was like, no, not so fast. And then Fourier is like, no, in fact, it's actually kind of a negative. Like, well, I don't know. There's some smoke around that now.
So what's the alternative?
He's going to go.
What's the alternative? I think Brady's going to go anyway.
And take his offense with him, but with not someone running it for him.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably what it's going to be. Yeah, because he's going to go somewhere.
Because he's running his scheme, right? We don't think he's just going to show up in another team and say, yeah, whatever you need me to do, I'll run your scheme way.
Because even that team would be dumb to say, hey, you who have had all this success, you're going to do this now. Like, it's going to be pretty damn similar.
So, like, Peyton going to Denver, brought his offense with him, basically ran his offense, didn't have his coach, but was able to run it, put it in.
Yeah.
Is Tom going to go to OTAs to establish this?
Yes.
One would assume he would have to. He's going to go to OTAs in the new place. So he's all in because he's got something to prove.
Because it's unlike Kyle Van Noy's, it's going to be a successful revenge tour.
You already are predicting, you don't know where he's going, and you're predicting it'll
it's
be a
successful.
Successful.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's going to the Bengals.
No, he's not. Joe Burrow is. Joe Burrow's going there. Because I also think the team that he goes to.
All right, let's say he goes to Miami.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to be a successful revenge tour.
So I think it will be because that means they'll beat the Patriots. They'll beat them even without Brady. So that's already a success.
They'll always beat the Patriots.
They do annually. That'd be a huge goal. Maybe you even knock the Patriots out of the playoffs, or going to the playoffs, not in the playoffs, I'm saying. And if you're the Dolphins, the goal isn't to win a Super Bowl. You know, you were just a horrible team. If they have a winning record, I think that's a positive. And if they get a wild card spot, forget it. That is a monster success for Tom Brady.
But in this day and age, isn't the goal to win the Super Bowl?
Not for every team. No.
San Francisco.
Realistically, no.
Lost their quarterback a year ago, had a high pick. Yeah. We joked about it earlier. Garoppolo traded his ACL for a Bosa. Mm-hmm. Miami has a ton of money, ton of draft picks, bringing in a quarterback. I think you're shooting for the stars. You're shooting for... Hell yeah, we can win a Super Bowl this year. Look at who's in there now.
Do you think 32
the Titans,
teams?
You think the Titans were a good team? You think that like?
Do you think 32 teams think they're going to win the Super Bowl at the beginning of the year?
No, but 32 teams don't sign Tom Brady.
Have Brady, right?
I think if you sign Tom Brady, whether it's a guarantee or a long shot, you're looking Super Bowl.
Yeah, but I think if you're the franchise, you feel pretty good that you made the playoffs because that's a team that doesn't even consistently make the playoffs. So you got to sort of start somewhere. Don't
5-4 down the stretch.
They really were. I heard a lot about that.
Right?
Better than the Patriots down the stretch.
Could have been a playoff team if they had started that way.
Nah. Let's not go crazy.
617-779-7937. Tim's in Hanover. Hey, Tim.
Hey, how are you guys? I love your show.
Thank you.
I got three quick comments on your topic today before I tell you about Brady. His whereabouts, anyway. Luke was unbelievable, and hopefully they don't keep him out of the Hall of Fame, being a young guy. Hopefully they throw him back in there and show what they should do to all those other guys that I heard comments on. Hopefully they do that in his interest.
Who?
No way.
Wait, what'd you say?
In Luke.
What?
Carolina Panthers.
Oh, Luke Kuechly.
Oh, Luke Kuechly.
Yeah,
gotcha.
He's
gotcha.
The man. He was unbelievable.
Got it. Yep. All right. Next point.
Hopefully they get. All right. Next one is no way in hell Urban Meyer knew anything about Aaron Hernandez because he's not that type of guy.
No, you made them
seriously.
Laugh.
That's all good. Right. All right.
That's good.
And then last thing, I'm going to give you a little trivia. Drew Pearson story. His brother, Preston Pearson, was an assistant coach for us when I was at South Boston High School in the Forest Buffin era. So that's
Sean,
that.
Did
I'm
you
give you the
call? Did you screen this?
Sure did.
Yeah, all right. Here's Tom Brady's deal. All right, here he is. Now, there's no sighting on Tom Brady out there buying houses, but if you look at the whole deal with Brady, he's just like Peyton Manning in a different respect. Peyton Manning wasn't like Brady. He didn't have all these championships, so he jumped to this other team. Brady's staying like Michael Irvin said, all right? This is I suggested this before him, but I'm telling you, Brady's going to be here. They're going to offer him a contract probably equal to the most highest paid quarterback in the NFL, if not the highest player in the NFL. Reason being, he gets along great. Business is business, but he gets along great with his coach, with his owner, with everybody. He might, you know, he's a competitor, man. Yeah, he's a competitor.
Is that
on
true?
The field.
So they're going to pay him $36.5 million, I believe, is the
He has paid more than. Like,
now, are we including the $6.5 million in there? Is it 30 plus the money that rolls over, or is he going to have a cap number of $43 million?
It is just amazing, like what people convince themselves of, and how like sure they are. Because we could take a call that says, "Oh, Brady and Belichick hate each other," and that person really thinks that. And then this guy is like, "Brady and Belichick love each other," and he really thinks that. And neither one are probably true.
The truth is somewhere in the middle for all the relationships. Josh, Robert, Bill, there's
the
probably
thing.
All. You know, does Josh think that Bill kind of screwed him with the Joe Judge recommendation?
Well, he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, there's all kinds of
like,
stuff.
All right, well, why not?
Well, you think he's definitely going somewhere.
I do.
And they won't contend for a Super Bowl.
That team? Well, let's. I got to wait and see what else they got. And I don't know.
I need
what
to know
team
now.
It is.
It's a sports radio.
Well,
we don't wait
is?
6 months.
Well,
no, Tom,
you got to have opinions today.
Well, who else did they get to go to the team?
Minnesota.
No. I think it's Miami.
What else you got?
Yeah. That's next hour. Don't rush us.
What are we doing
here? Don't rush a good program here.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. Dale and Keefe with Hart Sports Radio, WEEI.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.